Now we've come into the second song that is here. And this is a wonderful song because apparently Solomon had been away on a trip. And now he comes home. And she's looked forward in anticipation to his coming. She's excited about it. What a wonderful, glorious thing it is to see the excitement and ecstatic condition of the bride as she looks forward to the coming of the bridegroom. Now, this is, we'll find its final fulfillment, I think, in the anticipation of the church for the coming of Christ to take the church out of the world. And you will notice that it begins now like this, the voice of my beloved. And that's the thing that she says. It's the voice of my beloved. You remember what the Lord Jesus said about this very same thing here? He says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. My sheep hear my voice. It's the voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. And have you ever noticed that at the rapture, the first thing that you have is the voice of the Son of God? And may I say that his coming to the earth is not the sound of a voice, but of a tremendous glory sight. In other words, the appeal at the rapture is to the ear. The appeal at his revelation when he comes to the earth is to the eye. That he'll come, then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of glory. They'll see it then. But now they are to hear. You see, the church are made up of people who heard something. We heard about him. We heard of his death and burial and resurrection. We trusted him. We listened to him today. So when he comes, we're going to know his voice. He says, my sheep, they hear me. They hear my voice. That means they hear with a knowledge of knowing who I am. And so Paul puts it like this, the Lord himself, and that means he's coming personally. He's not sending angels to gather the elect here. That's when he comes to the earth to establish his kingdom. But when he takes his church out of the world, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with what? With a shout. The voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and all of that's his voice. His voice will be like an archangel. It'll be like a trumpet when he comes. And first of all, what a picture we have of the rapture. The voice of my beloved. Behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Now, I like that. It's poetic language. Of course it is. This is a song, my friend. And God is trying to speak to us in it here. And what a wonderful thing. He's leaping upon the mountains. He's skipping upon the hills. Now, there's a great deal said about the feet of Jesus. I have a series of messages that I ran several years ago on the members of the body of Christ. I spoke of the eyes of Jesus. I spoke of the lips of Jesus. Eyes that were stained with tears, by the way. And I spoke of the hands of Jesus. And I spoke of the feet of Jesus. And the prophet had said he'll make his feet like those of hinds' feet. The psalmist speaks of him as the hind of the morning. And that is Ajaleth Shehar. And that is the title of the 22nd Psalm. And that reveals the Lord Jesus Christ in the day of his sorrow. And you have in that psalm the cross of Christ, his death upon the cross. And it's a picture of the hind of the morning. What a picture. All night long, the dogs have been following the hind. The roe are a young hart. And they've torn at his flesh. They've attempted to destroy him. But now the sun has come up. And what do you have? There is the hind of the morning standing on the mountain peak. He escaped it all. He's skipping upon the hills. He's coming back, friends. And he's leaping upon the mountains. I can't think of a more wonderful poetic picture than this. And what a picture it is. And may I quote Erskine again? He says, "When manifold obstructions met, my willing Savior made a stepping stone of every let that in his way was laid." He took stumbling blocks and he made them into stepping stones. And he made a way for us. And he is the way. And today, why, here we have the picture of his coming again.